Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Later on, we're going to be talking about your pet peeves. So if you want to get your WhatsApps in now, that would be great. Life can be unpredictable, and while we can't always control the big things, we can definitely tackle the small everyday annoyances that drive us mad. You know, the ones, those little things that make you sigh in frustration, like never being able to find the right lid for a container or struggling to peel garlic without getting it stuck under your nails. So let's fix the small stuff. What everyday problems drive you up the wall, and do you have a clever hack to solve them? Share your pet peeves and life improvement tips with us on WhatsApp at 087 188 0008. We'd love to hear from you. Right now we're going to be talking about the cost of living and the cost of things, our shopping in supermarkets. We're turning our attention to the rising cost of everyday essentials, a topic that's hitting home for many across the Republic. A recent survey by the Sunday Times has unveiled that some Irish supermarkets are charging nearly double for staple groceries compared to their counterparts in Northern Ireland. Items such as bread, bananas, chocolate, pasta, eggs and butter are notably more expensive in the south. For instance, Uncle Ben's rice cost 95% more in Dunn stores in the Republic than the North. Additionally, retailers including Lifestyle Sports, DID Electrical and Rathwood Home and Garden World in Carlow have pled guilty to breaching sales pricing legislation, leading to court proceedings initiated by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Under the legislation, retailers must provide clear and accurate pricing to allow consumers to compare prices and make informed choices before making a purchase. So I want to ask you, have you personally noticed certain products that seem exorbitantly priced? Would you consider travelling up north to do your shopping in search of better deals? Share your experiences and thoughts on the current state of grocery pricing and these price differences influencing your shopping habits. Have you got any money saving tips or tricks that you can share with us? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008, or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. And don't forget, if you have an issue that you want to hear discussed on the show, you can email me aj.walsh@classichits.ie. I'm going to go to Joe first. Hi Joe, how are you?
I'm not too bad, AJ. Good evening. Nice to talk to you again.
And you.
That was a great conversation we had a while ago regarding the COVID. And, you know, that still lingers on my mind a lot over the years, too.
Yeah, we touched on that the other night, actually, Joe, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It lingers there how we went from COVID to the Ukraine war, to the cost of living, to migration and emigration. You know, there's been so many things happening now in the last 5 years that people are not able to keep up with it.
There's a lot, and really you're right.
And there's a divide and conquer situation in Ireland now, because if you question certain agendas now, you're not given the same profile that you should give. And that's why I always admire yourselves, like Niall and yourself, for giving people like myself and others a voice to express our views. But of course, that's once it's done in a proper manner too. Like, you know, there are certain people who do probably might step over the line, but then again, look, that happens in all societies. But
yeah, you're right. The truth
always comes out in the end. But yeah, sorry, Molly.
No, don't be silly, Jack. No, you go ahead.
No, I don't feel the cost of living. I think there's a total rip off going on at the moment with the likes of Tesco's and Dunn's. And I've noticed in the last, I'd say the last, not just the last couple of years now, but in the last say 12 months. It has got a lot worse, because I'm living on my own and I would do a bit of shopping, say, 2 or 3 times a week just to get little bits. And even the stuff that I used to get before, like bread and milk, a bit of potatoes, a bit of chicken and stuff, you know, and something that you could cook in the oven, like, you know, it all has gone up to over nearly €30.
It's ridiculous. So you're getting a bag of shopping now, it's about £50.
It is, yeah. Like, I remember there 5 years ago, messages, I was only getting messages for around between €5 and €10. That's how cheap it was. But in the last couple of years, it has gone out of control. And I can tell you another thing. If you didn't have your club card in Tesco's, you would be bankrupt in no time.
Oh, no, you have to. If you're shopping in Tesco's, you have to have a club card. You have to.
That's the first thing I always do when I go into Tesco's. I look for the club card prices. Because if you went in there like a gone bean and didn't know what you were doing, you could end up, well, let's just say, you'd be in an awful situation.
You just wouldn't be able to.
Seriously. And, like, it really makes me laugh. You have the likes of Pascal Donoghue and all these government ministers saying that they're not going to be able to give away energy credits next year relies in that next winter is going to be the worst in living memory when it comes to the cost of living, because it has been already forecast there's going to be an enormous amount of price rises happening next year because of all what's going on around the world, you know?
Yeah, and with tariffs and all sorts of things. Yeah, yeah, I think we're going to be stuck.
You know, Micheál Martin a few weeks ago said the cost of living crisis was over. Now, I don't know what drugs he's smoking, but look, I wouldn't really mind anything he'd say anyway, because if he told me that tomorrow was Tuesday, I still would have to check the calendar. Politicians in this country, they need to get tough on the regulators. And if you start getting tough on the regulators, the people who are involved in this price hiking, you can change things a small bit. But unfortunately, that's not happening because the most of these companies are in bed with the state. You know, they're in a kind of a way where they're kind of, you know, they're kind of like they go along with what's happening and they never question anything. You know?
Yeah, and I hear what you're saying.
And it's all these families are the ones that are suffering. Like a woman, a man and a woman, and a lot of kids, a 200 euro a week wouldn't even do them to do messages now.
No, I can agree with that. Like 200 euro is not even touching the sides, basically.
Like, I remember before Christmas Day, I was getting stuff there for Christmas, you know, tins of biscuits. And I went up to the thing, and of course I was looking at I'm showing my age now. The yellow pack. You remember the yellow pack back
in the
80s
and 90s? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but this kind of that club chart, you know, thing reminds you a bit of that from that era. And you know, I was looking at all the prices, and I was lucky because if I didn't have my club chart on me and I didn't see the club chart points deduction, I tell you something, I'd be in fierce trouble, I would.
I often wonder if those prices are real. You know, I mean, they have to be, but I like some of them, I'm just like, Jesus, without the club card, that would cost me a tenner or whatever it is. And it's madness.
And did you notice there now in the last couple of weeks, they were giving away certain brands there. You know, you could get 3 bars of chocolate there for 150 with your Tesco club card. But now that's gone off the shelves, it is, along with the 6 cans. You can buy 6 cans of lemonade, you know, the little cans of lemonade in a packet, like.
Yeah.
That was all on the club chart as well, but they're after getting rid of some of that now. And it's amazing how they've got rid of the ones that people were interested in buying, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anything that people really want, they get rid of then.
It's a total, like, Ireland is an expensive country. And you'll see it now next weekend with St. Patrick's Day. They are going to rip the living daylights out of people when it comes to anything next week. Like, for meals or anything. You know, people will be going out next Monday to the parade and they'll probably go to restaurants and stuff. I guarantee you, they'll be gouging left, right and centre. The price is up left, right and centre. And, like, when I hear one particular businessman in Cork saying a couple of years ago, why are the prices going up? And he said it's because of climate change. Well, he was actually right. Because what is it about climate change? It's the climate policy of this carbon tax. Remember, this carbon tax is an absolute disaster. Because that's what's causing a lot of the prices to rise as well. In the line of wheat and barley and all the stuff that are essential, like, that makes the bread and everything like that, you know?
And that's pushing the prices up then. Yeah.
That is pushing the prices up.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, nobody sees that. I even said it, like, I've said it to Niall on many occasions, and I've said it to others as well. And, you know, it is a fair thing, like, you know.
Stay with me there, Joe. I'm just going to go to Maureen. You're listening to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and we're talking about a recent survey by the Sunday Times, which has unveiled that some Irish supermarkets are charging nearly double for staple groceries compared to their counterparts in Northern Ireland. So we're asking, have you personally noticed that certain products seem exorbitantly priced, and would you consider travelling north to do your shopping in search of some better deals? Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
So have you noticed the cost of your shopping going through the roof?
Well, I'm like Jordan, I live by myself. But all I buy, I was at a supermarket, I just went for my cat food. And I try and get raw milk, but the raw milk is something like 3.75 just for a pint of it. and it's very hard to get it. But I had to get, I just buy, you know, the ordinary milk. But that's after jumping, like, it's nearly every second week the milk is going up by 5
or 10
cents.
Butter is ridiculous at the moment.
And butter, and, mm-hmm. And the Kerrygold, a pound of that is 4 something mm-hmm. in Aldi. There's a cheaper one there, all right. But
so what are you doing? Are you going for the store brands rather than going for the brands?
No, I'm going for no brand at all. What I do, AJ, is I go to do my butcher. And I first of all, I get my meat or my chicken, if I'm getting chicken, or I might get salmon, a bit of salmon if they have it in from Union Hall. I'll have that got first, and I get my vegetables from my butcher. I won't buy them in the supermarket. I buy nothing in the supermarket. I just get the cat food in that because they're too expensive. And what, you just pick up the packaging alone in the supermarket, look at the back of it, look at the ingredients that are inside it, all that processed food.
So do you find the butcher is actually quite reasonable now, Maureen, in comparison?
It depends what I'm buying. How much am I buying for myself? Well, no, I mean, meat is not cheap, but you're getting good meat. And at least I can say to my butcher, you know, Dave is his name, Dave, like, where did this come from? And he'll tell me straight away. Same with the eggs.
And you can buy exactly what you want as well, Maureen, as in terms of the weight of it. Because if you go into a supermarket, you can only buy a pack of, let's say you were buying chicken fillets, you can only buy a pack that has like 4 in it. And you wouldn't need 4 if you're just buying for yourself. So at least you can go in and you can buy a single chicken fillet, or you could buy, like, you know, 250 grams of mince or whatever it is you want. And I do find that that's better at the butcher's.
Well, it's better, but it's better. I wouldn't buy, I'm not joking. I did it once, but it's many years ago. It was in Lidl, and I was in there for something. And I saw this lovely steak, right? And it had a little carton of, would have been garlic butter. So I was there and I said, you know, I'll try that. I brought it home and I cooked it. I'm not joking, AJ. We want teeth with power steering to chew it.
Did you have to get your saw out to cut it?
I brought a chicken there another time. The chicken, it never got brown. That chicken must have been about 50 years old, I'd say. When I gave it to the cats. I wouldn't buy meat or anything.
So you think that the quality has gone down as well then?
The quality is shocking.
So not only are you paying more, you're not getting the quality for your money either.
You're not getting quality for your money. If you can afford it, and I'm only on a small income. But as you say, like when I go to the butcher, he'll wait and he'll say, would you want a bit less than that? And you know, I'd say this for a major, he's very good. Sometimes he'll throw in something extra for you. He'll say, look, take that away home with you.
So, I mean, you are having to be more frugal. You are having to watch what you buy now. Like, do you find that you're buying, like, slightly less of what you would have before?
I am. And what I've resorted to do as well is, I used to have breakfast and I'd have, well, I always called it dinner when I was growing up. You know, we were never into this brunch and lunch. It was dinner and breakfast, dinner and tea. And I'd have something in the middle of the day because I'd like to eat a bigger meal in the middle of the day because I can, you know, and go for a walk or something after and you'll burn it off. But now I find that I'm just having breakfast. I'm cutting out something in the middle of the day. I'm just waiting till evening, so I'm actually cutting out food.
I mean, you shouldn't have to do that, Maureen. You know, you're not
I shouldn't, but I stopped lighting my fire because I have confirmation now on Thursday week. On the 20th, plus my daughter's birthday is on Sunday. So I stopped lighting the fire, like, because there's the small little bags of imitation coal, I call it. So they are 15 each, or 2 bags of them. Sure, 2 bags of them wouldn't keep me going for 4 or 5 days if the weather was cold.
Yeah, so the cost of fuel is,
so I just cut it out. I just don't light it now.
But just make sure you're not going cold, Maureen. That's the important thing. Like,
well, I don't mind it this time. Now it was kind of chilly all right now the past couple of evenings here, but it's spring. It is.
It's set to get cooler now. I've heard the temperature is going to drop again just in time for Paddy's weekend. I always find it's really cold on Paddy's weekend.
Oh, lovely. But look, I have one of these nice, my daughter gave me after Christmas ago, you know, these blanky kind of sheepskin things.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
It's like a dressing gown that you can put it on you as well, and she'll be roasting inside that.
You'll be roasting them, Maureen. Well,
but
make sure you stay warm.
You because I can't, you see that, and then I can't keep the meter going with the cost of electricity.
Yeah, I mean, we're thinking about everything, aren't we? We're worried about everything. We're worried about heating ourselves. Well, we're worried about...
I know. And what are we going to be like when winter comes?
Stay with me there, Maureen. I'm going to have to go to the ads, but I will be back to you when they're over. If you want to get involved in this, we're just talking about the cost of living and the cost of shopping and the cost of groceries. 087 188 0008 is back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. We're talking about the cost of living and mainly groceries. A recent survey by the Sunday Times has unveiled that some Irish supermarkets are charging nearly double for staple groceries compared to their counterparts in Northern Ireland. If you want to get involved in this one, 087 188 0008 is the number for WhatsApp. I've just had a text in that says, surely wages and costs are a factor. The supplier has major costs. I totally get that, but this is what we're talking about. This is what needs to be looked at to bring down those costs so that then the savings can be passed on to the consumer. I'm going to go to Micheál now. Hi, Micheál, how are you?
Good evening, Tim.
How are you doing tonight, Micheál? You okay?
Well, I'm at home anyway. Definitely, as far as I'm concerned, I'm okay.
Oh, that's
but
good.
Possibly my other half in the care home, and I'd say possibly 24 hours left.
Oh, my goodness me, Micheál.
If that's one thing, it's another. That's it.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's awful. And you're just out of hospital yourself.
And I'm only out of hospital myself. I think I'm 100% deductible, to tell you otherwise. But the care homes, some of the care homes are brilliant. I'd love to hear a program on it.
Yeah.
One that's my, then, unbelievable. The care consideration, everything about it, like, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, well, gosh, that's a tough time for you.
I'd love to hear a program on that and hear the criticisms of different homes, because I have nothing on the best to say in minutes, the one that my partner's in.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that, Micheál. I'm glad.
That's it.
Okay, well, I'm really sorry. We're talking about the cost of living.
I know that's true too. And now, because I shop for myself and the cost is gone crazy, even the common vegetables, I'm an absolute animal for vegetables, parsnips, stuff like that. And the cost of them has gone absolute crazy. And another thing I discovered, yes, you go to a particular area, you can buy carrots that are bent or crooked or twisted, and they're a fraction of the price. The bread and the good ones are put into the supermarket, but they have gone up. They even the common loaf of bread, like to blame COVID, to blame the war in Ukraine. Well, the war in Ukraine may have a certain amount because we get wheat from there, but the point is that they blamed everything. They put it up, but it never comes back down. When things ease off, the price doesn't come down, but the common vegetable has gone to hell. Now, I'm in North of Manford, but now I'm watching the price of it. Even the common loaf of bread, everything. Forget about the milk and the cost that we're paying. I don't think that the rise of what we're paying is being passed on to our farmer, to the producer. We've probably the best climate, one of the best climates in the world for growing vegetables. But we're not growing vegetables because the farmers haven't been paid adequately for growing their vegetables. I know we grow a certain amount, but the point is we could grow an almighty amount more. One time, if you take the road by bringing up that area, the amount of farming and agriculture, nothing to do with what's on the table. But I tell you, you go there now and you'll be looking to see one.
Yeah.
One time, it's all vegetables.
Yeah. No, I totally hear what you're saying. So it's literally the cost of everything. I find vegetables like really expensive, fruit and veg at the moment, and trying to buy anything like that, really. You're watching what you're putting in your basket.
Another thing I know is they've gone to hell too. I have two cats. And the cost of even the goddamn cat food, which has nothing got to do with any war.
Maureen was saying the same. Yeah.
It's double. You go with the elder lady, which is, well, I'm a supervisor, shopping man myself. I like the quality of the meat. So, like, I'm a supervisor man. But when I'm on any of the others, I go where I used to get them cheap. Little Aldi or that. Sometimes Tesco's. But I find Tesco's is dear. But supervisor and Aldi, it makes no difference. They're all gone pure stone mad. It's all the price of everything. It's definitely doubled, and you can't blame COVID for it. You can't blame the war and everything. But it's just, in the last couple of years, even I said the last year, I noticed things are skyrocketed.
The last year has been really tough for people. And I want to know what people, let me know what you're doing. Send me in a WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. What are you doing to sort of combat the cost of living and the cost of groceries? Because it's just gone through the roof, where a full shop for me used to be about €100. And now I could spend €200 and that's not a full shop. So I'm kind of going day to day, you know, like trying not to do a big shop because it's just ridiculous. But I'm ending up spending 30, 40 euros a day and it's just crazy. Stay with me there, Micheál. I'm going to go to Morris now. Hi, Morris. How are you? You said you're using your savings to pay the bills.
Yeah, AJ, how you doing? Yeah. The DSB and the gas has gone through the roof. And one of the things that I think is missing from what we've been discussing there, and I was listening to the previous gentleman who I know has been a contribution to this show for a long time, he speaks a lot of Irish, kind of talk to you, Cara. Yeah. Good to see you. Greed has an awful lot to do with what we're going through today. I'm actually breaking into my savings to pay me gas and my ESB bill. I'm at home with my wife and my two sons, one of special needs, and I've noticed the shopping is going through the roof as well. We go shopping every Friday, and we buy enough groceries to get us through to the following Friday if we can. We go to buy Irish shops to support Irish jobs, local jobs. Do I have a problem going to Lidl or Aldi? No, because they sell quality products from Ireland, and they're a good price. But I think I'm going to have to go old school again. I think I'm going to have to go shopping in the north of Ireland, because it's a lot cheaper up there and you get more for your money.
So I remember doing that back when it was a euro for a pound. Yeah. I remember doing that years ago. I went up there and did some Christmas shopping, went up there and did a couple of grocery shops, went up to Asda's up there. So would you do that again, Morris?
I'm going back to it again, and I have friends that recently left Dublin and moved to Belfast because it's cheaper to buy a house and cheaper to live. One of them works in Dublin, one of them got a job in the north. And basically, if we go from Dublin to Newry, you'll save a certain amount. If you go on a little bit further, you'll save more. If you go to Belfast from Dublin, it's even a lot cheaper than Newry. Newry, now they have the market captured because you come across the border, do a quick shop, and you feck off back to Dublin. If you go up to Belfast, you'll get even better bargains. And that's what I've noticed because my friends have moved back up there. So I'll be going to the UK or Occupied Ireland, whatever you want to call it, to do my shopping from now on, because I have to save money. And it's not going to cost me a fortune in petrol or diesel. I can fill up cheap here with the go garages, and then when I go up to Belfast, it's half the price for the diesel. So I'll be going back
up there as well. Fill up the diesel as well.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It'd be a lot cheaper, 100%. But the cost of living, like you said, I'll give you one example. There's one thing I've loved eating with a cup of tea. Do you know ginger nut biscuits?
Oh, yeah. I love a ginger nut. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Old school. Love just a little nice, something nice for a cup of tea, a ginger nut, dip it in and eat it. Beautiful. You know, we don't live expensive. They were 39p before all this madness happened to COVID. Do you know what they are now?
Tell
65.
Doubled in price, practically.
Nearly, yeah. 39 to 65. That's pure greed. People are going, and the Irish, we roll over. What's happening? Oh, we're getting crucified by the suppliers. We're getting crucified by the truck drivers. We're getting crucified. Hit the shopper. Should they never complain? I guarantee you, AJ, if the people of Ireland stayed out of the shops for 1 week and everything out of their freezer, the shops, the supermarkets would be on their knees saying, come back, we want just what prices he is want.
Be great, but Eddie, but where do you go for the shopping?
Pure greed. Greed comes into it. People want more. They're greedy. They want more. I know a fella that was working in the supermarket for years, absolute years, earning 100,000 a year. The stress got to him. He had a stroke. He's in a wheelchair. He's in an old folks home. His life is gone because of the stress he was put through. You shouldn't have to spend your life in an old folks home due to pressure being put on you to hit numbers and targets. Because greed will kill you. And that's what's killing this country. People don't care about each other anymore, AJ. It's how much can I make out of them and affect them.
It does seem to be...
But on top of that as well...
The name of those homes are rest homes. They say an old folks home, they don't like it. It's a rest home or a senior citizen home. But the terminology of an old folks home puts it down to a new level. Now, I agree with you and everything you're saying, but, if you're going to the North shopping, which I would go, I go with three or four others, and so that cuts down the cost. But you want to buy enough, then like to go to Asda for a few weeks, which you can do, because the price is seriously, seriously cheaper up there. There's no comparison to it. But getting two or three people to share a car or a van, but they're referring to the homes, I call them rest homes or senior citizens' homes. It sounds nicer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you understand. Yeah.
But on top of that as well, I don't know how people can even clothe themselves, even to go into a shop and try and buy clothes. And we have a shop here, the Irish Wheelchair Shop, and I work with the Wheelchair Association going back a few years ago. But most of their shops, their charity shops, are closing around the country. Concern are closing their charity shops. There's 300 Boots outlets closing.
Mm.
And I mean, those charity shops, I call them my boutiques because I couldn't go into one of the shops here, boutiques, and buy anything. By the time I'd have paid it off, like to be next year.
We did get a message in there as well saying about the costs and chemists as well. You know, anything like that has gone through the roof. It really has.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's about making money out of the people that can't afford it the most, you know.
And the thing is...
Yeah, but the only people that are making money out of this is the... Sorry for cutting your question there.
No, go ahead.
The only people making money out of this are the politicians. Because, look, as far as I was concerned, there was a great conversation earlier about the COVID, the COVID, as I called it, the scam. It was the greatest scam that they ever threw out.
The
COVID,
The
COVID, I called it. I did nothing. Yeah. I did everything against it. I went the other way around the supermarket, whole lot. I never wore a rag on my face. I told them to kiss my behind. And whatever I could say to them, I said it. I obeyed absolutely nothing because I knew it was just a scam. But behind that, while all that was going on, they were all walking nice and quietly because there were many of us said it and we were called conspiracy theorists. The next scam coming is the climate change. Well, if you go on the government website, Helen McEntee knows. Going to the schools now, and she's getting them to she's putting bike racks and LED lighting and all this bullshit to do with the other scam, the great climate scam that they've thrown out, where they don't want any farmers. They want you eating lab-grown meat. They want you eating all this poisonous stuff. Has anyone looked up at the sky to see what they're spraying over our heads? No. But behind the scam, when we're all stuck, locked down at home, I wasn't locked down anywhere, I can assure you that much. That was all going on quietly behind the scenes.
Yeah, Morris.
Sorry, I was just thinking about what Maureen was saying there about being conned by the people in the government buildings, you know. And a friend of mine went and asked some questions about, freedom of information.
Okay.
And the biggest amount of landlords in Ireland are politicians.
Yeah, we spoke about this on the show the other night. Now, I haven't seen the numbers, and I can't say because I haven't seen the evidence. But I do hear what you're saying.
It's common knowledge. If you ask the doll for freedom of information, how many politicians are landlords? You'll be very, very surprised at how many. And there's one politician who makes $620,000 a month of accommodation for Ukrainians in this country, and he's a minister. So there you go. They're coming out and telling. By Jesus, you don't supply the people of Ireland with homes, and now you see what I mean? There you go. You can't house the Irish, but they can make money out of us on taxes. And somebody told me the other day, for one month in Dáil Éireann, expenses for politicians of the 266 was €564,000 for a month. That's how they live.
But did you see that, Mark, the other day? Did anyone see this one? There was something up there about it. They want to spend, I don't know how many more thousand now, to put in signs in Leinster House so the new TDs can find their way around. I don't know what. Oh.
Money could be better spent elsewhere, for sure. We're talking about a recent survey in the Sunday Times that unveiled that some Irish supermarkets are charging nearly double for staple groceries compared to their counterparts in Northern Ireland. Now, that's items such as bread, bananas, chocolate, pasta, eggs and butter. I'm going to go to Amanda now. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
How are you, AJ? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. So how are you noticing the increase in the cost of living and mainly in your grocery trolley?
Actually, I started noticing that 3 years ago, but last year just went, very high. Like, a mother that has four kids, smaller ones and the grown-up ones, of course, my kids are of all age, I find it very difficult. And of course, I'm working, but maybe I just wonder, people that is not working, how are they coping? Because people are really going through a lot. You know, with our last discussion, the last time I was on air, we were talking about adding,
medical cards.
More for the medical card.
Yeah.
And I was really against it. And this is the reason. You know, people are going through a lot with the cost of living. And just in the news, just 2 weeks ago, they're talking about the electricity is going to go higher, next year or something from April, something like that. Now tell me, how will people survive? People with family, and they have to pay the mortgage, pay their rent, high electricity, you know, how would they survive and they still have to feed their family?
It's definitely just becoming a real struggle. And we were talking to Morris there, and he's saying that he's going to start going up the north to do his shopping and also to fill up his vehicle with diesel as well, because, you know, people are having to do things to try and just save that extra bit of money. We've just had a text in there that says, I was in Dunn's recently and as a treat, I bought a coconut yogurt that was priced at €3. When I got to the cash desk, I was shocked to be charged €7. It was wrongly marked. We are being totally ripped off. That I have found quite a bit as well, mm-hmm. is stuff is being mislabeled in the supermarket. So you can't actually even budget as you're going around because you're being charged more than when you get to the till. And that's happened to me a good few times.
And
there's something about that, Adrian. Hold on, just a second.
Go ahead, Maureen, yeah.
There's something about that. If you go to the till and the price that has been labelled on, you can actually argue that, because I know someone that actually got away with that.
Yeah, I think you're right, because it has to be labelled properly.
They must sell it to you at that price.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not your fault. No, it's possible they have to sell you if the price is on the label.
Go ahead there, Amanda.
I think... back in the days, I think you can argue that and go, this is what I saw. But these days, you just can't. They'll tell you, oh, it's a mistake. Maybe some other customer, you know, place it there. And just one thing that your listener have to know is when they are, you know, buying stuff, they have to really check the price. Because just like someone like me that does a big shopping, okay, so I cannot really follow up the price when I'm paying for it.
I know, you've got a lot going on. So you're there trying to sort everything out, and then you're trying to keep
exactly
an eye on the price of everything. Yeah.
I'm wondering if you are in the shop with your son or your child, like the, you know, below 4 or 5 that is going up and down, you just want to leave the shop so they know what they're doing. Okay, so before you just have to look at the stuff, the price, before you put it in your trolley, because you're not going to have, like, you know, follow up the price, you know, how much those things cost. I know you were saying something about how do you save? Now, this is just why I called in, how do you save? I just think people should start cooking more, you know, just cook your food instead of, like, buying already made food and stuff like that.
Cook from scratch.
You know, and just don't cook on the scratch, exactly. You know, don't cook smaller portion. You know, cook big portion. Depends on your family, though. If you have a big family, cook big portion and use your freezer. You know, use your, you know, the containers, the small containers.
Yeah, just little Tupperware containers.
Put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just portion them and put them in the freezer. It goes a long way. Like bolognese, you know, something like that. You know, those kind of easy prep or, you know, like just easy cook food, you know, just put them in the freezer and the kids can actually bring out the bolognese, you know, to eat the pasta, something like that. You know, you just cook your food and then shop around. You know, just don't do your shopping in one shop. Like, don't just go, okay, I'm doing my shopping in Tesco. Doesn't work like that. You have Tesco, you have Aldi, you have Lidl, you have Dunn's.
I know, but it's so hard, Amanda, isn't it? You're trying to go around to a load of different places and it's just such a lot of effort, isn't it?
Eating, but like for me, it worked because Ennis is not that big, and we intend to have those shops around, like Tesco and Aldi. I actually side by side, you know, they're opposite each other.
Yeah.
So you can just jump from one shop to another. Then you have Dunn's behind. It's just Lidl that we have like a bit out of those three shops, you know. But you can actually see, you can just drive it. It's just about, let me say, 5-10 minutes from each other, you know. So like you can really shop around, you know, and kind of to get like a good price. But things are really, really, really difficult. And I just don't know how families these days, I don't know how they cope. You know, and mostly if they are not working, how do they cope?
Yeah, no, I totally agree, you know? Amanda. I wonder as well how people are coping at the moment. But there's some tips for you there. It's just about batch cooking from scratch and shopping around. Don't just go to the one supermarket. We're talking about the cost of living and how it's affecting your trolleys and your baskets in the supermarket. If you want to get involved in this, we're going to go to the ads now, but we will be back after. 087-188-0008 is the number for WhatsApp. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. We're talking about the cost of living. And just before the break, I was talking to Amanda, who is wondering how people are getting by in today's economy. I'm going to go to Alexandra now. How are you doing, Alexandra?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So you're saying that food and fuel are the biggest drivers for the economy?
Yeah, that's correct. So it's kind of nice to see that you have taken different speakers, I suppose, from different groups. I would like to kind of speak from, like, just on behalf of the groups of, you know, in their 20s. So, for example, I am someone that has no kids. It's just myself and my partner. And the difference, even looking back 2 years, 3 years of food shopping, how it has risen from even stupid small shop of €50 to at least €80, it's quite a lot. I've also kind of mentioned in my message about the fact that, like, the cost of living has gotten so high and the food shop is just you can't really afford, you know, the whole foods. So people kind of forget about their lifestyle at this stage, and people forget about obesity, which was a huge problem. None of that is taken into consideration anymore. I think people just are trying to survive rather than looking after what they put into themselves, because we simply can't afford to pay, for example, I don't know, now, given, like, a lot of people have spoken about Tesco. If you go into Tesco and you see all those deals, like 3 for 10 and stuff, for meat especially, you're paying about €10 for 1 kg of random meat. And that's a big price. €10 for 1 kg of mint is nothing, because when you cook that and you're taking, like, if you're taking into consideration a family of four, it's not much of, let's say, even protein food you're putting into yourself. So it's a huge topic that I think a lot of people will probably agree on and struggle to cover these things and take into consideration their lifestyles. And
so do you think, like, with these issues now, we're not making the healthier choices, we're just choosing what we can get to feed ourselves and our families? And I totally agree,
it's because literally a survival mode.
This is it. And because we're not, when you're making the healthy choices, they're not necessarily going to be on offer, they're not going to be the cheapest option available, so you do opt for something cheaper, and it might not necessarily be the healthier option.
That's exactly it. And, like, for someone to live healthy and eat all these fruits and veg and, you know, whole protein foods, whatever it is, it's a privilege. It's a privilege to have that you can afford to have all these whole foods. Sometimes, like the earlier speaker mentioned about cooking from scratch and cooking in batches, sometimes even if you, like, I have gone through all of that myself, and sometimes ready meals are actually cheaper than cooking from scratch. I'd be one of these people that would basically cook from scratch, bigger meals, even if there's two of us, try to anyways, but it is costly. Like, it's very expensive, so it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, like, the ready meals are expensive. They can be cheaper as well, but are they the best for us? Probably not, but that's probably what some people can only afford, and that's the problem as well. Another speaker mentioned about, like, how everything is, you know, how there is greed involved, and I can agree to that extent, because economy is really driven by demand, and if there is demand, then that's when the economy is driven. So it's really a big issue, especially in Ireland. And I'm originally from a different country, and I kind of have a comparison even from what's happening in the Eastern Europe, let's say. And it's not all lovely there as well. It's all expensive. So certain things, for example, is cheaper here in Ireland than it is in my own country, and then vice versa. Some things can be, let's say, cheaper down there than it is here locally. And taking another speaker's advice, going up to the north, for some people, it's great because they're probably closer to the border or they don't have much mileage. But for example, if someone's coming down from the likes of Cork or something,
then it's
they
not
have
really
a good bit
a possibility.
To drive. It's not feasible.
Yeah.
So it all depends on individual cases where someone has the ability to do that. You know, it also depends on your time, your availability. Some of us work 5 days a week, probably.
But the thing is,
I think
everybody's working so much now, and we're working so hard to be able to keep
that's
up with the cost
thing,
of living.
Yeah.
And I found that's happened with me in recent times now, where I'm having to buy ready meals. I'm having to buy, like, a ready-made lasagna from Lidl or whatever it is, because I don't have the time to cook from scratch, or, you know, and go and plan my meals for the week. And I found that doing the big weekly shop has actually just been quite stressful, because it's so expensive that I do just go day to day now, and I'm probably spending more, but because I'm giving it out in smaller increments, that it doesn't feel quite as stressful.
And that's another thing. And there was another speaker that mentioned the quality of foods had decreased. And that's another big thing, because you get stuff and they might last for about 2 days. People try to do weekly shops and some things will not survive the week. Like if you are someone that buys fresh vegetables or something from a supermarket, for example, you're more than likely going to get about 3 days. If you're not like,
see, I was thinking there was something wrong with my fridge because I was throwing so much stuff out and I kept turning it up because
you're not the only one.
Everything's going off really quickly. So doing the weekly shop now, because the quality has gone down, doesn't seem like it's feasible anymore.
It's not. And there's some people are trying. I feel like everyone is out there trying to figure out for themselves, what can I do to make it more feasible and what can I make it more like effective for my pocket? And no matter what you do, it might work nice one way, in a good way, and the other, on the other side, you're losing somewhere. You're either losing time or you're using up, I don't know, fuel to go down extra miles to get something cheaper. It just, everything is driven to one point where everything is just cost of, like, it's just expensive. Every single thing has some impact on our pockets in that way that we're all trying to survive.
So yeah, so I don't know what the answer is now from our conversation. We've covered a lot of things, and it just feels like it's a catch 22. If you do your weekly shop, you're going to end up throwing stuff out. If you're going there every day, you're probably going to spend more, and you're using more fuel, and you're wasting more time. But it's just, I don't know what the answer is. It's gone too expensive, and it's just out of reach then for a lot of people at the moment. We're talking about the cost of living here on Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. If you want to get involved in the conversation, 087-188-0008 is the number. Alexandra, stay with me. I'm going to go to Susan now. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, AJ. How are you? Nice to hear from you. Nice to speak with you.
Yeah,
tonight.
And you, Susan. How are you getting on with the cost of living and the cost of shopping?
Well, I find it a bit of a struggle. You know what I mean, AJ? I work from 7 o'clock in the morning and then I finish at 10 o'clock. So I just finished a little while ago and I'm in the door, you know. And John has reached 66 and I thought, well, that's good. He'll be able to get the pension. But apparently not, because of what I'm bringing into the home, you know. So that's going to be another strain on me. So I find it a major strain between the bills, 100 a week, the shopping, 100 a week. And then, well, John likes a bit of a few cigarettes, which I'm trying to cut him back with.
He's going to have to stop the cigarettes.
Well, I was buying him a packet a day. Now I'm just buying him four packets a week. But
how much are cigarettes now, Susan? They're ridiculous now, aren't they? About 18 euro.
23.
Oh, my God.
With 23 for 26 cigarettes, I get them. Yeah. So that's an expense.
Yeah, that's
you know, which is probably going to impact on my health. But anyway, life is short. Life is good. You know, we're here for a short time, not a good time. But anyway, no, seriously, I find it a major struggle just to get by everyday life, everyday outgoings, you know, the food, the cost of living. And I noticed, I went to Norway a little while ago, AJ, and I noticed the deodorant, and I thought, how could they charge €8 for a bottle of deodorant? And I've noticed here there's deodorant gone up to €8 here.
Yeah, it has. No, I've seen
Lynx.
That the other day. Yeah.
It's Lynx. It's a kind of a designer Lynx. It's some kind of a limited edition.
Oh, the lavender,
you know?
One or but something. Yeah.
I've noticed that the cost of living has gone rocketed, the same as Norway. And I'm thinking, what's going on? Are we an oil country or what's happened? Well, how have we gone to that high cost of living now? You know, maybe that we're a first world country, that we can afford that cost of living, you know?
We can't, though. And none of us can.
I'm to the pin of my collar trying to survive and trying to find the best deals. Now, I do go into Dunn's because I get the vouchers from Dunn's, you know? You get 10 off if you spend 50. So I try to get those, but I'm thinking I'll have to go somewhere else and try and find it cheaper. But I think Lidl, Aldi, all the shops have gone up in price.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time when Lidl and Aldi were sort of new enough over here.
Yeah, they were cheap.
It was great. You'd go and you'd be like, oh, and you'd be like really surprised at all these weird things that you could get. Whereas now I don't find them much cheaper at all, really.
To the same price as the other supermarkets. Mm. And one girl was on the radio one night, she said, thanks be to God for the German supermarkets, but they've gone the same price now. And I find it a big struggle to get by, you know. But I think I was listening on the YouTube about people in 1976 and they were talking about cigarettes and they were talking about doing a budget plan. And it's the same, you know, they were struggling. They were really struggling, you know, with nappies, with milk for the baby. And I wonder about them now, you know, and the mortgage. And they were talking about, you know, how tough times were. And now we're still talking about how tough times were. So I think it's always going to be tough sometimes, you know.
So maybe we're just continuing the same way. And, you know, maybe we're no worse off than we were back in the 70s.
Yeah, I think so. Unless you're a footballer, unless you're making a lot of money. I mean, there's a lot of people with a lot of money. And I don't begrudge it. I'm delighted for them. But most people nowadays, AJ, have the 2023 car or the 2024 car. And they're not small little cars. They're big Jeeps. You know, and I don't begrudge it. I'm delighted for people. And I'm delighted for anyone who has money. And I take my hat off to them. They're probably to the pin of their collar. And they've probably gone through college and worked really hard to get to that stage of making a few quid, you know. And I'd be delighted for them. But we are a rich country.
Yeah.
And I mean, look at the cars.
Another thing, that the cost of cars is really expensive. It's definitely more expensive here for cars than in other parts of Europe. It is very, very expensive. I was looking the other day. I was like, oh, I'm not getting a new car. We'll not be getting a new car.
And Nick was telling me, Mommy, there's a few 2025s going around. There's a good few of them going around. So somebody's making money.
Or else they're not going shopping. They're not eating.
Ah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I think people are quite comfortable, you know, in this country. And I'm not saying I'm not comfortable, but I really have to work really hard to be comfortable, you know. And if I don't pay the bills, then it's okay. I can get through, you know, and everything is hunky-dory. But once I start having to fork out for those bills, then I'm finding it a bit of a struggle. And I seem to be always paying off bills, and I'm never out of debt.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to come to you,
and I've made up my mind.
Yeah.
I have to get out of it. You know?
Sorry, can I jump on this topic just while we're talking about cars?
Yeah, go ahead.
We just need to remember one thing, that within car industry, with people, us seeing people with driving brand new cars, people don't own these cars. Majority, I'm sorry, like some people may, but majority of the people don't own these. Higher purchase, leasing, you know, all these finance, we are driving the economy once again with such a thing, because we're getting a finance, for example, with the bank, we're paying interest fees. Like, that's another thing. We're feeding the bigger lad, really, you could say that. So that's another thing. You know, these people could be driving
like
brand
mortgage.
New discoveries, or whatever Porsche, whatever you see on the road. But majority of these people can't actually afford to buy this, you know, high-spec car just out of their pocket, you know. So they are paying finance,
that.
And they are feeding another pocket.
That is a good point.
So
and
that's just
people
another
are,
bill.
People are paying massive monthly fees for their cars, like massive. Like, people could be paying $700, $800 a month for their car.
And a mortgage
exactly
as well.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't
so
know.
A lot
I don't
of
know.
Things, people have a lot of, there's a lot of things, because I feel like finance should be kept separate from the cost of living. But if we want to combine that, we need to remember that some people can't actually afford it and need to take the, you know, anything on finance. If you look at different shops, and I could actually give you a few examples, the likes of furniture shops, so maybe Harvey Norman's or even Currys, you can get appliances, you can get furniture on finance, because people can't actually afford to go out and buy a couch for $3,000, for example. They will buy it on finance. So that's another thing. You know, we can see people having all these luxury, nice things, but realistically, no one has that money to, not all of us have that money to just go off and buy this massive thing, you know, out of our pocket. So that's why that's something that could be kept separate from just basic cost of living, which is basically food, fuel, and keeping ourselves warm, so utility bills. And that's the biggest issue, because all this stuff like cars or whatever material stuff
luxuries.
Is really kind of nothing, you know. It is a luxury at the same time. So taking that out of consideration, I think everything is still a rip-off. You know, we're still getting ripped off at every angle, no matter what.
Susan, I've just got a message in from a listener. He sent in a photo of the blue lavender lynx and he said, yeah, it was €8. So you're right. The lynx is €8 now. So there you go. Thank you so much for getting involved, guys. I have to go to the news. Sorry.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.